Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a friend of the show, Matt Tate. He is with R1S1 Sports covering the Kansas Jayhawks. Matt Tate, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing fabulous, man. How are you?
Doing good, man. Happy to have you on here. So I had to issue an apology earlier. I thought that Darren Peterson was load managing. I thought Darren Peterson was looking at the schedule and then said, you know what? I'm not playing against Green Bay or Tennessee Tech or any of these teams. Wake me up when they play the important games. Well, they got an important game today, and he is not playing. And they have issued a statement saying he's going to be out for a little bit. You are as plugged into this KU basketball program as anybody. What are you hearing? What's going on with Darren Peterson?
Yeah, you weren't alone in thinking what you were thinking, that's for sure. I think over the last, what's it been, a week, week and a half, something like that, feels in a lot of ways like it's been 2 months already. But there were really three schools of thought. I think that was one, and understandably so. But the idea of not playing, not only against Duke, but in the Garden, like, if you're sitting that one out, then this isn't about just playing the big games. So that one's probably gone now. The other one was definitely, that he's hurt. It's legitimately an injury, and that it's something that people should be a little worried about and maybe be concerned about long-term and all that. And then the third camp, which I think is the closest thing to face value that we've seen, is basically what Bill Self's been saying all along. He's not 100%. He doesn't feel quite right. And until he is, I'm not putting him out there, because the idea of winning the war is way more important than winning the battle. And it's hard to argue with any of it, really. Even the load management scenario. I mean, I don't hate that. This is 2025, right? This is the world we live in now. And so, it's really hard to argue with any of them. I wrote something the other day that said, what if it's all three of them? And I still think that could be the case. I mean, I think if tonight were for a national title, maybe he would go, right? But the other thing that's crazy about this is that the thing that stood out to me the most about what Bill Self said after that Princeton game was not that, you know, we won't have him for the immediate future and we've got some things to discuss and all that, but it was the reminder that, hey, man, we've seen Darren and he's looked pretty good, but imagine how good he will look if he's free of mind and fully healthy and can trust it and not worry about it and just go. And when he said it that way, I was like, yeah, you know, you might have a point there, because that's the dude we've been sold, right? And to some degree seen, a guy that can go kill a game, a guy that can go get 30 against anybody, a guy that can do whatever he wants on the floor. And while he has had some really big, good shooting nights and looked like that dude in a lot of ways, he's also been taken out of the couple games that he's been played in other ways. So I really do think that, you know, what we're looking at is let's get this dude all the way healthy. And if people want to criticize him, which has happened, you know, there's a lot of criticism of him and his you know, toughness and his gamer mentality and all that, which I think is crazy. I mean, he's, you know, I've been doing it almost 30 years, and from everything I've seen and heard and the people I've talked to, he's as competitive a dude as I've ever been around or covered. So, you know, to think that that's part of it is crazy, but I don't blame the fans for being upset, especially now that these guys are making the money they're making. And just because, you know, it's more fun to watch the best players go, especially when they're on your team. But at the same time, I don't blame Darren one bit, man. If Darren was my son, I'd be all for sitting him out until he is 1,000,000% healthy. So it does suck because it does seem like, you know, something's off here. But at the same time, I think the best move, at least for now, is to take it all at face value and hope it heals up pretty quick and see what he looks like when he gets back and then move forward from there. But I don't think he's played his last game as a Jayhawk. I don't think that that this is anything, you know, that's going to get crazy and spiral out of control. It certainly could. I've been wrong before, but I don't feel that right now.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Tate with R1 S1 Sports, who covers the Kansas Jayhawks. I'm just spitballing here, and tell me if you think I'm off on this. I think the goal is maybe to get him back for that UConn game. They have the game against UConn. They play Missouri. They play at NC State. I mean, we're talking about three good opponents there that could really help boost the RPI. That gives him a couple of weeks to kind of sit down. He misses the Vegas games. He misses this game in Madison Square Garden. He comes back for an important home game. Really two home showcases. I know the game against Missouri is at Sprint Center, but that's a home game. It's playing in front of your NIL, in front of your boosters, doing all those things. If I had to guess, I think the plan is to sit him out and try to bring him back early December. What do you think of that plan?
I don't think you're crazy at all. And you know, it's very possible that's how it plays out. I've kind of had it the other way in my head. I think that Vegas thing is, you know, I'm not saying that the tournament or the organizers or any of those people are in charge of this decision either. But they want Darren Peterson to play. There's no doubt about it, right? I mean, that thing is called the player's era. There is no bigger player in college basketball right now than Darren Peterson, probably. So they want him in that game, and maybe, you know, maybe there's been some discussion there. I haven't heard that there has, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's sort of like, hey, you know, be nice to have him out here if you guys can make that happen, that type of thing. In some ways, I think it would be even more likely that they'd be willing to sit him against Mizzou than sit him in Vegas, especially because that's the whole thing about that tournament is it's pay for play. It's you make money if you win, right? And they're really pushing that, and that's where this whole thing's going, I think. Not with Peterson, but the college basketball world. I think we're going to see a lot more of those types of events pop up. So, you know, we'll see. I think the end of the week is obviously very important, because if he's evaluated and they're not even close by Thursday, Friday of this week, then he's not playing next week. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, your timeline makes a lot of sense. Obviously, UConn's a big game and a high-profile game and helps you get back some of what you miss by missing tonight. And playing, you know, Notre Dame and Syracuse out in Vegas, while those are cool moments and a neat thing to be a part of, those don't have the same splash and pop as playing Duke or playing UConn, obviously. And he was there for Carolina, of course. So we'll see, man. I hope it's as face value as it gets, right? For the fans, for Darren, for KU, for everybody, for college basketball. I hope it's really like, hey, let's just let this guy heal up, and in 2 weeks he'll be fine, and we'll look back on this and not even think about it. But until we see that, until we get to that point, it is hard to expect that to be the way it goes.
Obviously, it's not a positive when a player like Darren Peterson is injured, but could you argue that this is a blessing in disguise? Like, now this is much more about the supporting cast, establishing roles, figuring out what certain guys to do, and not being able to use the crutch of Darren Peterson, for example. Like, the game against Princeton, like, they kind of had to figure it out, and Flory kind of had to step up and be that number one. Is it possible that Darren being out for, let's say he's out for 2-3 weeks, is it possible that this can end up turning around to be a positive for KU?
They better hope it is, right? Because there have been some times with this team where they have looked lost without him. And so, you know, the only way to figure out how to play without him is to play without him. And I they're going to have to survive if that's the case. But I can definitely see from the KU fan perspective and even from the KU, you know, program perspective, that's the goal. That's the hope. I question whether that's fully the case, because in my mind, man, my head goes straight to the fact that so many of these dudes were brought in because they fit around Darren. And that was such an important part of the offseason. They knew they had him signed and that he was a generational talent and that he could do anything and be anybody and play with anyone and make guys better and all that stuff. So they really were intentional about finding fits with him and next to him and around him. And so I do think it's a big ask when take a guy like Melvin Council Jr., for example. I mean, he's a perfect running mate with Darren Peterson on the floor, but can he be the dude? Can he be your number one guard? He's certainly fast enough and crafty enough and explosive enough to be so, but he's not a scorer like Darren is. Very few people are. And you hit on it with Flory, man. I mean, that Princeton game was a dogfight until Flory woke up or maybe got woken up and they flipped that switch and said, dude, you got to take over. This has got to be your show now. And he did. They played through him. He was aggressive. He had his face up game working. He was putting the ball on the floor. It wasn't just through the post and through lobs. I mean, he really took that game over and was incredibly efficient. 10 for 11, made 5 of 6 free throws, which he might shoot 16 free throws the next couple games and not make 5. So a really big performance by him to show that it's there. And Bill Self's been saying for weeks, months, that he really wants Flory to be that number two dude. And he hasn't emerged as that yet. And so now with Peterson out, that might be where your biggest blessing comes into to play, because Flory's got to be not just your number two dude. He's got to be your number one guy. And then if you do get Darren back, does he slide right into that more comfortable, more polished, more steady role as a two, because he's had a couple of weeks to be the one? I think that could definitely play out just like that. And look, like Flory thinks he's everything about a one, man. He thinks he's this big time and elite and athletic and dominant and a future pro and talented and all those things. And no better night or opportunity to go prove it than tonight. And for however long you get to be the guy, you know, he's got a lot on his shoulders tonight. And it'll be really cool to see how he handles it.
That is our guy, Matt Tate, joining us on the show today. He is with R1S1 Sports. Matt, appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with you down the line whenever Peterson gets back on the floor.
Sounds great, C-Dot. Thanks, man. Take care.
Absolutely. That is Matt Tate joining us on the show today. Happy to get his thoughts on what is happening. Now, Rob, maybe this is the Missouri fan in me poking out a little bit, and I can acknowledge that off the front end. But you don't see the irony in this, because I remember when Missouri had a number one overall recruit that everybody was so excited about seeing and who dealt with injuries in the early part of the season. And I remember being mocked relentlessly from KU fans. Oh, that's how it goes. Oh, that's what happens when you're Mizzou. Rob, you don't see the irony that now KU finds themselves in the exact same situation that Missouri was in, what, 7, 8 years ago with Michael Porter Jr.? You have Darren Porter Jr. right now as your point guard. He's injured, and you have no clue when he is going to come back. Now, I think he is going to play more games this season than Michael Porter. I also just think, I don't think his injury is as significant as Michael Porter's. Like, I think you see the Porter, the back stuff was very, very real and something that he has dealt with in the NBA to this day. But you don't see the irony in these two situations that Kansas is almost in the exact same situation that Missouri was in when they had the number one overall recruit.
I mean, the situations mirror themselves a little bit. Now let's see if they play out the same way, because Porter played against Kansas in the, it was for a hurricane relief game. I can't remember which hurricane. And then he played, what, 4 minutes against Iowa State, and then was done until the NCAA tournament. So to date, Darren Peterson has played more real basketball, but there is, I don't know if irony is the right word, there's definitely a mirroring of situations between what's happening with Darren Peterson at Kansas and what happened with Michael Porter Jr. at Mizzou. I think the difference is we now know, man, that, like you said, that back thing has been a real problem for Porter through his pro career. The hope, at least for a Kansas fan, is that Porter's thing is short-lived, or hopefully is short-lived.
Yeah, also with the whole thing about the load management. Now, if you were on the side that this was load management, yes, you've certainly been disproven. But it had all of the early symptoms of a player that was load managing. He played in the Carolina game and played pretty well in the Carolina game. He then practiced every day after the Carolina game. In fact, he practiced last Tuesday with KU, the morning of, participated in the shoot around, went up to Bill and said, "I'm hurt," and has not played or practiced since. It had all of the rhythm of a player that was just sitting out the games that didn't really matter. And I think we were all looking at it like, it is impossible to have the load management stance today if you had it. Why would you not play in this game if you're him? Why would you not play? Like, you're not choosing to sit out of this game. This is why you chose to go to Kansas. You're playing Duke on ESPN at Madison Square Garden, and you're going up against Cameron Boozer, who other people think are the number one overall pick. If you got any kind of competitive streak, if you really a hooper, you obviously want to play in this game. I could see not wanting to play the game against Fort Hays State and sitting that one out. That one doesn't bother me at all. But I absolutely want to play in this game. This is why I chose to play college basketball. I didn't have to play college basketball if I didn't want to. Plenty of other things and places I could have gone to play college basketball. So yeah, the fact that he is missing this game, you cannot be on the side of load management anymore, at least it being his decision. Now, we could argue whether or not you think he's hurt or injured, but if you're going to be the number one overall pick and you feel like you are hurt and can't go in November, sitting him out until you feel like he is good is certainly the right way. Now, yeah, you're going to lose some games in the meantime, but Kansas being a 500 team, let's say through their first eight games, you get him back. We all know how the committee works. The committee will look favorably on KU, and they will not penalize them for not having their best player in the first 2-3 weeks of the season, as long as they don't completely fall off a cliff during that time. Get healthy, get right, take care of your business in conference play. You play in a great conference, so you'll have plenty of opportunities to get good wins. Like, this is not the worst thing to happen for Kansas if you get him back soon enough ready to go.
We have a lot of time, like a lot of time, between now and when the committee meets in March to talk about the NCAA tournament. But I kind of think this is a no-lose situation for Kansas, assuming Peterson eventually returns to Kansas at full health. Because think about it. I do not believe Kansas is winning tonight. So don't take this as like, oh, Rob picks Kansas.
I can't really think of a game going into it that KU fans essentially gave their team no chance of winning.
It's been a long.
I've not heard a single. I mean, they're double-digit underdogs. When was the last time that KU was a 10-point underdog against anybody in a matchup?
I mean, it's been. I don't have the data in front of me. It's probably been 15, 20 years. Like, I'm trying to think back of a maybe early self when they played like a Villanova or something that first year. I don't know. They played Michigan State on the road one of those years, maybe then. So I'm not giving Kansas a chance tonight. My point was this. If KU misses Peters for their 2 weeks and they lose to, you know, UConn, and they lose to Duke, but they beat Syracuse and they win another game, and you come out of this, hey, you're 2-2 without Darren Peterson, and then Peterson hits the ground running and all of a sudden you're the team people thought you'd be. The committee is not going to penalize you for losing games without Darren Peterson. If anything, if you win games without Darren Peterson, the committee is going to look more favorably. Imagine if KU did win tonight. Again, not picking them. They have no chance. Hands and feet, as you would say, are coming to Kansas. But let's say they pull the upset tonight.
You don't think there's any chance they can be competitive today?
I don't think they have the talent to keep up with Duke without Peterson. They built their entire team around the idea, we have a transcendent NBA point guard, and we're going to surround him with role players. And now you've taken the transcendent point guard off the floor. Role players aren't beating Cameron Boozer.
You better get Florey and Trey White. They better start hooping tonight.
I mean, unless Cameron Boozer decides I'm also not feeling it with my hamstring.
Who's guarding him today?
That's a great question.
I'm asking. I don't know. I don't know who's guarding
Melvin Council. That's the best answer I got.
All right.
That's my point about it.
I'm looking forward to watching KU tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing what they look like today.
I mean, you know what? Speaking of players making a lot of money, you spent a lot to keep Florey away from Auburn. Auburn was very close on Florey Badunga.
I think he verbally committed to going there. That's what I think happened. And then, I think he verbally committed and was like, no, not so fast. We need him. That's what I think
And
happened.
Then that check cleared. Now he's at Kansas.
100%, yeah.
That check ain't small. He's not getting, you know, minimum wage money to play at Kansas. It'd be nice to see him earn his paycheck tonight, like go out and play like the guy they paid to get. Again, he's built to fit around Darren Peterson, but he's 7 foot and bouncy. Go out and make some plays, young man.
I'm going to tell you this. I really want Darren Peterson to play in the Missouri game. I don't want any asterisks. I don't want any.
So do I.
I don't want any asterisks. I don't want any excuses when Missouri wins the game. I don't want any, oh, well, we would have won. No, I don't want that. I want everybody on KU fully healthy. Florey, Darren Peterson.
Speaking of games,
Joel Embiid.
Who on Missouri can guard Darren Peterson?
Whoever you think you need.
Who on Missouri can guard Darren Peterson?
I mean, nobody, but we ain't got to worry about it. I mean, y'all only got two dudes they need to worry about. We ain't that worried about it. Y'all got two dudes. I mean, it doesn't matter who's playing. We know Missouri going to give up 80. They just got to try to score 91. That's how they got to try to win. They got to try to beat KU 91-80.
I mean, that's how K-State's beating teams this year, too. We live in a world where the plan is you got to outscore Kansas. Like, this, historically, Kansas has the better athletes, and trying to outscore them is not a winning formula. So the text line says it's been since 2000 against Duke when KU was last a double-digit underdog.
A lot of KU fans are mad that I called it load management. I want to apologize and say that I was wrong about Darren Peterson load managing. He's actually hurt. I know the text line's very upset that I said that last week, that he was not hurt. He is hurt, very hurt. I apologize to all KU fans everywhere. I hope that makes you guys feel warm and toasty as KU was putting them getting smoked later today. he's really hurt. No, that's why he's not playing today. So, no, I was wrong when it came to Darren Peterson. I 100% thought that Darren Peterson was just, no, I'm good. I mean, I wouldn't have fought. I wasn't mad if that was the case, if that's what he was doing. But I do not believe that anymore. I was wrong on Darren Peterson. I apologize.
You know what's funny? And maybe funny is the wrong term. Because I was with you. I'm a Kansas fan, and I felt like, yeah, he's load managing. And I also had no problem with him load managing. I think it's funny when we pick and choose when load management and when, you know, being risk adverse with athletes does and doesn't make sense. It looked on paper like Darren Peterson was load managing. We now know he wasn't. Whatever. We had a caller in the show yesterday talking about the Chiefs that said, hey, if they lose a couple more games, would you ice down Mahomes in December? Like, these conversations are just prevalent in sports in 2025, especially in college sports. Hey, they're getting paid a lot now. They're going to get paid a lot more in the pros. Do they really want to play against Green Bay and Fort Hays State? Probably not. Like, I think we were wrong, both of us. Arm in arm, hand raised, we were wrong. But I don't think the idea that he is load managing was a crazy thought in 2025.
Yeah, it had a lot of... It looked like a duck. It was waddling. It had a lot of load management energy. 100%.
It was like a week earlier we said, hey, speaking of looks like a duck and waddles like a duck, we said, hey, I think Dylan Edwards might enter the portal. This is all weird. And guess what happened? Dylan Edwards entered the portal. Sometimes in college sports in 2025, speculating on a player movement is kind of just the nature of the beast nowadays.
Yeah, I gave my opinion on what I thought was happening at KU. I just kind of thought that was the job. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to the Chiefs. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. Let's get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sure at some point today we'll get back to Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson is out for today's game against Duke. I'm disappointed, to be completely honest with you guys. I wanted to see Darren Peterson go up against Cameron Boozer. These are the two guys who are projected to potentially be the number one overall pick. A.J. DeBanstead, he plays at BYU. Those are the three top players. So I'm disappointed that we didn't get a chance to see the two best players potentially in college basketball go head-to-head today. It was going to be a lot of fun. It was the marquee game of the day, maybe the best game that we have so far in the non-con season, seeing those two guys go up against one another. And Darren Peterson is not going to be able to go in this one. Let's get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. Here is friend of the show, Danny Parkins, on First Things First. He said Mahomes was bad on Sunday.
I didn't recognize number 15 on the Chiefs. I picked the Chiefs. I bet the Chiefs. I was shocked by it also. And I'm not willing to be as apocalyptic as some and say that like the dynasty is over or anything ridiculous like that. I do think the playoffs is a legitimate conversation, but the most shocking thing about that game to me was that Bo Nix outplayed Mahomes. Like, and we can talk about specifics of Bo Nix. Mahomes was bad. And I didn't, and I know that Broncos defense is awesome, but like Andy Reid with extra time to prepare in a virtual must-win game, great offensive coach, great offensive talent. They've fixed their offensive line. They've got the receivers. Like, the numbers are one thing, and we should show them just to, like, it's empirical that he was outplayed by Bo Nix. But I didn't recognize Mahomes.
I don't want to come off as overreacting to what happened on Sunday or their start. I don't feel that way. But this is where I have to disagree with Danny just a little bit. The dynasty conversation, I would say it's not closed yet. But if you are telling me that with a 30-year-old quarterback, your team outright misses the postseason, and it is not like they missed the postseason because Mahomes was hurt. You remember, there was a year in which the Patriots missed the postseason. That was the Matt Castle year. So remember, Tom Brady tore his ACL in the first game of the season, and then they missed the postseason. Yeah, you get an asterisk for that. But every year that Tom Brady was the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, they made the postseason. Again, maybe this will be unfair, but the team that we have compared the Chiefs the most to over the last 7 years has been the New England Patriots. If you get blown out the way they got blown out in the Super Bowl, and then you turn around and then outright miss the postseason, please stop talking about the Patriots to me. Now, we can make the point that the Patriots played in an easier division. That certainly played a part of it. But we saw enough Tom Brady in these games. If the Patriots needed to win six of their last seven to make the postseason, Tom would have figured out how. Bill would have figured out how to do it. We had 20 years of data. Now, the Patriots didn't win the Super Bowl every year. So that's not the expectation every year is you got to go to the Super Bowl. But the expectation when you got a healthy, in his prime Patrick Mahomes and you think you got the best coach in a league that is centered around coach and quarterback, you cannot miss the postseason. Not because you missed the postseason because of Jacksonville. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about that the Chiefs could potentially miss the postseason because they weren't better than Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence. Or they lost the postseason because of C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans. Like, that's what we're talking about. Let's say that Buffalo makes it. Let's say that the Chargers end up making it. So we're talking about them either grabbing that sixth or that seventh spot. Well, who would they lose the spot out to? Jacksonville or Houston is what we're talking about. So, yeah, I'm done having the dynasty conversation. That's not to say they can't go back to another Super Bowl, and you can obviously restart dynasties. The Patriots did that. The Patriots really had two dynasties kind of smushed into one. They had one run where they won all the championships. They kept making the postseason, but they would lose. They lost to Peyton. They lost to Mark Sanchez a couple of times. They lost to Flacco. They lose here. They lose there. And then they had another run of gobbling up championships. So I'm not saying the run is over, but the dynasty that we have been celebrating and the 5 and 6 years, and no, it's over. If they miss the playoffs, everybody cannot come back next year. That's mandatory. That needs to come down from the owner. Hey, we have had a fantastic run with this group, but everybody is not coming with us anymore. What just happened here, for whatever reason, is unacceptable. So that's where I would disagree a little bit with Danny there. So I don't think you got to be all doom and gloom, but right now I think you're putting the Chiefs' feet to the fire by saying, you guys better make the postseason. Obviously, Andy's not going anywhere, Pat's not going anywhere, but you got to start having some serious conversations about who's on the team next year if this team can't rally with a favorable schedule down the final 7 weeks of the season and can't put together a 6-1. Everybody is expecting it. Vegas is expecting it, the rest of the AFC. Everybody is expecting the Chiefs to figure this thing out at some point. If they don't figure it out, it's going to be because of the power structure, and something is off at One Arrowhead Drive, and how do they get that back? So that is Danny. Here is Damian Woody of Get Up. Here's what he said about the Chiefs.
I think the aura is gone in Kansas City. Mm. I really do. I think this is a team where, you know, it's kind of like, you know, New England from the past, where in New England, you used to, half the battle was mental going up against that team. But I think now these teams, you know, team going into this game is like, the hell with Kansas City. Mm. Like we saw last year, they won a bunch of one-score games on their way to Super Bowl and then getting shellacked by the Philadelphia Eagles. Guess what? This year, they're 0-5 in one-score games. They're not able to finish these type of games. I don't think teams are scared of the Kansas City Chiefs anymore. They don't create explosive play. They got all their guys. All that we've been talking about, you know, getting Rashee Rice back, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Ware, all these guys, they still can't create explosive plays, still can't protect Patrick Mahomes. That Denver Broncos team, that deep, in particular that defense, got after his behind.
Season with the Patriots and the Bucks, he was healthy in both of those seasons. I mean, he was 43 years old in his last season when he missed it with the Bucks, and he was 25 years old when they lost it in New England. He was 25 years old. I mean, he wasn't Tom Brady yet. I'm talking about at 30. You want to know what Tom Brady was doing? He was 30 years old. He threw for 4,800 yards, 50 touchdowns, and they went undefeated. That's how old Patrick Mahomes is. So we don't have to compare where Tom was as a sixth round, 199th pick, just happy to be their starter, to when Tom became Tom, when he became TB12, when he became the GOAT, when we were talking about him like he is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. That is where Pat is. So we can't spend all offseason talking about how Pat's only competition is Joe Montana and Tom Brady, and now that he's 30 years old in the prime of his career and potentially missing the postseason, we're comparing him to Tom's first 15 games as a starter. No, I'm not doing that. We've been talking about this team like a dynasty, like they are one of the greatest teams of all time. They are on the ropes right now, missing the postseason. They don't have any of the tiebreakers against the team that they need. So again, it's not over. They just got to start winning games. It's that simple. They got 7 playoff games the rest of the way, and 4 of them were against playoff teams in the AFC. They got Indianapolis coming up on Sunday. They got Denver again on Christmas night. And they play the Chargers in the middle of the winter. They play them in the December 14th. It's going to be, I'm guessing, cold outside for a team that doesn't have their starting left tackle and their starting right tackle. And I just saw them get the brakes beat off them on Sunday by the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it is right there. If the Chiefs that we have talked about and know and believe and seen all of these people, they need to figure out a way to put it together because the schedule is tailor-made for them to do so. They got Tennessee and Houston at home. They don't have another big road game the rest of the way. They got one big road game the rest of the way. It's against the Cowboys. other than that, all of their important games are going to be at Arrowhead, where you assume that they have the advantage the rest of the way. So, Rob, no, I'm not letting the text line do this. I'm sorry. We've spent way too much time comparing Patrick Mahomes to Tom Brady. Tom wasn't missing the playoffs when he was 30 years old in the middle of his career. He missed it early in his career when he was a game manager, and he missed it when he was on the brink of being divorced in his final season in the NFL. That ain't like right now.
Are you sure he ever missed in Tampa Bay? Like, I thought he went
that last year. Yeah, that last year they went 8-9. That last year,
but
he
didn't
was
they
there.
Didn't they win the South and go to the playoffs and play the Cowboys and lose in the first round? I thought they won the division that year at 8-9. They were one of those weird 8-9 losing the wild card. Because I thought his last game was getting smoked by Dak Prescott at home. Maybe I'm confusing it, but I agree with you. Yes, semantically, Brady has missed the postseason in his career. He didn't miss it at 30. At 30 years old, I'm betting he was an MVP candidate and the Patriots were the best team in the NFL. Mahomes, on the heels of a 15-2 and all offseason being told it's a revenge tour for Mahomes, to turn around and fail to make the postseason would be just a cataclysmic failure for his legacy. Not just for the team, but for his legacy, because it's one thing to not win the division. You win, go in as a wild card, that's life. Not make the postseason? Andy Reid's only missed the postseason once here, and to not do it with Mahomes would be, yes, cataclysmic failure.
Yeah, because looking at it right now, Brady, when they were 30, that was the undefeated year. The next year, remember that first game, oddly enough, it was against the Chiefs. Remember, that was the Bernard Pollard hit, so he only played in one game that year. And then he came back at 32, and they went back to being the Patriots that year. So, yeah, this is the prime. And as I said off the open, man, Pat has everything. Last offseason, all I heard was, hey, well, we didn't win the Super Bowl because we didn't have a left tackle. Remember, that's what everybody said. We would have won. We didn't have a left tackle. They went out and got a left tackle, a guy who was playing like a Pro Bowler before he was missing for personal reasons. Everybody told me that Rashee Rice is a top five receiver in the league. They got him back. They got Xavier Worthy back. Travis Kelce is playing some of the best football he's played in the last 3 years. I just don't want to hear it. They got everything they need. They got the coach. They got the quarterback. They got the best defensive coordinator in the history of the National Football League. They got the pieces. The Chiefs have everything that they need currently on their team to put it together to go make the postseason. So when you got Daniel Jones coming into town on Sunday in a must-win, gotta-have-it game, the excuses to me are completely out the window. Figure out a way to win. I don't care if it's pretty. I don't care about margin of victory. I don't care how they do it anymore. By a hella high water, the Chiefs need to figure out a way to go 6-1 in their next 7 games. And if they don't, we are going to have a long offseason of them being going from the Arrowhead Invitational to watching the game at home. That is what is potentially on the line for the Chiefs if they don't figure this thing out in the final 2 months of the season. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's finish this conversation that we were having about the Chiefs. So Danny said this on First Things First, and this is kind of what got things going. Here's friend of the show, dear friend, Danny Parkins, on his show. You can catch it on FS1.
I didn't recognize number 15 on the Chiefs. I picked the Chiefs. I bet the Chiefs. I was shocked by it also, and I'm not willing to be as apocalyptic as some and say that like the dynasty is over or anything ridiculous like that. I do think the playoffs is a legitimate conversation, but the most shocking thing about that game to me was that Bo Nix outplayed Mahomes. Like, and we can talk about specifics of Bo Nix. Mahomes was bad. And I didn't, and I know the Broncos defense is awesome, but like Andy Reid with extra time to prepare in a virtual must-win game, great offensive coach, great offensive talent. They've fixed their offensive line. They've got the receivers. Like the numbers are one thing, and we should show them just to like it's empirical that he was outplayed by Bo Nix. But I didn't recognize Mahomes.
We have a poll question that's up right now. And I'll tell you what it is. We'll get to it coming up at the top of the hour. So this is my take on things. I don't think that everything is Patrick Mahomes' fault. I don't think that's how it works. But I do think that we need to be consistent in our conversation in how we talk about quarterback play. Because there's a lot of criticism toward Lamar Jackson when Lamar took his team down the field last year in the postseason, threw the ball in the direct hands of Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews dropped the ball, but yet we blame Lamar for why they lost. Like, this is just what we do with quarterbacks. And my biggest point, at least when it comes to Mahomes, is we have spent the last 7 years comparing their quarterback to the greatest quarterback of all time, to where it has become insulting to compare Josh Allen to him. It has become insulting to compare Lamar Jackson or Burrow or all of these quarterbacks. So if we are going to spin in the good comparing him to Tom Brady, and I think that that is a fair comparison, you have to do it now in the bad. I believe that the Chiefs have everything that they need to go to the postseason. I think the schedule breaks in just a way. The Chiefs have struggled in their road games. They only really have one big road game left the rest of the way, and that is on the road against the Dallas Cowboys, a team that is just not very good, in my opinion. So I'm looking at the Chiefs, and I'm looking more specifically at their quarterback. So, again, I'm not saying that everything is on Mahomes, and the defense gave up a 3rd-and-15 to allow the Broncos the chance to win. Man, I saw the Chiefs and I saw their quarterback more specifically throw a critical interception down the stretch that was probably the individual biggest play of the game. So in two of their losses, their quarterback, the guy who we believe is the best quarterback in the National Football League, he threw the biggest mistake in the game against Jacksonville, a game now in hindsight they desperately needed to win now for wild card seeding purposes. And in the most important game of the season, I would say their biggest play was a mistake from their starting quarterback. When I look at the roster and the way that the team is built, no, their run game is not ideal, and it's not what I wanted or envisioned it to potentially be. But this organization has spent a lot of resources on the offensive line. He has a tight end who he obviously has great chemistry with and great wide receivers, or they have spent resources on wide receivers on the outside. So at least for me, the expectation is Mahomes, you got to figure it out here. And I'm not saying the Chiefs have to go back to the Super Bowl or it's a failed season, but at a minimum, when you are the kind of team and organization that Kansas City has been basically since the day Patrick Mahomes walked through the door, outright missing the postseason is unacceptable, especially to the teams that you are talking about. Buffalo is going to make it. I also believe the Chargers are more than likely going to make it. We'll see when it comes to them because of the injuries that they have. They're falling apart. They just don't have a whole lot of health left. But this is not a Chiefs team right now that is dealing with tremendous injuries, not like last year. And all summer, the conversation was about how great this offense was going to be when everybody got back and everybody got healthy. Everybody is back. Everybody is healthy for this game. So maybe this is being prisoner of preseason expectations and we simply need to move them. But this is a must-win, gotta-have-it game at home against Daniel Jones. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, Chris Jones, all of them, they need to figure out a way to win this. And however you feel about the Chiefs right now, it can radically change in 4 days. If they win against the Colts at home, if they go on the road on Thanksgiving and beat the Dallas Cowboys, and then they get a little bit of a mini-bye situation and they're 7-5, everybody will exhale. They'll have the Broncos at home, the Chargers at home. You still got Vegas. You got Tennessee at home. Like, you can easily find the pathway to them winning 11 games. But right now, this is the most important regular season stretch. I don't want to compare it to the postseason, but in some ways, this kind of is like the postseason. This is the most important 9 to 10 day stretch that the Chiefs have had in the regular season in a very, very long time.
Maybe I'm using the text line, and it's an imperfect barometer for a lot of reasons, but I don't think Chiefs fans understand the level of failure will be if the Chiefs miss the postseason. Now, I'm with you. The whole narrative, the whole discussion around the Chiefs in the postseason could change in 8 days. If it's 6 o'clock at night and Thanksgiving is ended and you're eating your leftovers, maybe some pumpkin pie, and the Chiefs are just beating the Colts and the Cowboys, obviously these conversations will be moot. But they are 5-5. And if they go 1-1 in their next two, or heaven forbid, 0-2, they're not making the postseason. They're in real jeopardy of missing it. And that is an enormous failure. I know that the division streak was eventually going to come to an end. That's kind of life. I knew that maybe the Arrowhead Invitational streak would come to an end. That's probably life. Playing the AFC title game. Like, these things in the NFL were not designed to last forever. But as long as you have the quarterback and the coach, unless you are facing just an abundance of injuries, which the Chiefs aren't, you should be a postseason team every year. Think about earlier in the season when Lamar Jackson was considered on the outside looking in the postseason. The national narrative was, this is a massive failure. Our text line was saying, that's a massive failure by Lamar. If that's what happens with the Chiefs, I'm not going to let the text line, fan base, Twitter, whoever downplay it. Missing the postseason, missing it, not being part of the postseason with Patrick Mahomes in his prime is nothing short of a cataclysmic disaster. And I know that people are going to be like, well, it's the same team as last year and they were flawed. They weren't so flawed that they should be outside looking in when it comes to the postseason. A postseason that, by the way, features more teams now than ever before in the history of the NFL. If you can back your way in the postseason as the Russell Wilson-led Steelers last year, for Mahomes to miss it, no. No one gets away without saying that's a disaster.
Yeah, because, I mean, if now 7 teams make it, there's 16 teams. So, I mean, almost half of the AFC makes it. And then we agree, there's 4 teams that it's laughable to even consider that they could make the postseason. Like, Vegas is already out of it. Tennessee's already out of it. The Jets are out of it. The Dolphins are out of it. So we're talking about, like, the bottom 5 teams. So, I mean, we know who all the contenders are. I would say we also know who the locks are right now for the postseason. The Chiefs are one of 4 teams fighting for 2 or maybe 1 spot. I think Buffalo's going to end up being the 5 seed. I think Buffalo or New England, one of those 2 teams, are clearly the best possible. Whichever team comes in 2nd, I think that team's going to end up being the 5 seed. So the question is, are the Chargers going to be able to hold on? What about Jacksonville, Kansas City, and Houston? Is there another team that you're thinking of off the top of my head? I don't have the standings up right now. Is there another team that you think is in that conversation to possibly grab a wild card spot?
What do you do with the Steelers/Ravens?
Good point. About one of those teams.
One of them is going to win the North, and I think the Ravens and the Chiefs are both 5-5 right now. So maybe the loser of that division comes back.
He's got the tiebreaker against the Ravens, which is very important.
That's why maybe the Steelers part becomes a little bit of a different calculation, but Rodgers' injury. But that would be the other team that's in this conversation if we were creating that conversation.
So coming up at the top of the hour, we put a poll out there on the Twitter page. I'll tell you what the poll is and the results. And as we're talking about the conversation of the playoffs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.